Just finished a training session there with Adam, and we were talking about listening to your body and thought we might explore that a little bit more for this podcast.
Yeah, so Laura's just completed the King of Greystones last week, and I asked her when she came in, did she feel like she'd been hit by a bus sort of midweek, because we had her in earlier on the Monday straight after the event, and she still felt pretty good. So she had been hit by a bus, she felt. But we're talking about listening to your body. I was saying it's time to start training properly again now. You've had your break. But some people, if they listen to their body, their body's still telling them it's tired, but it's a bit of a false thing. It's actually their head telling them it's tired. So the skill as you get to know your body is whether you're listening to your head or your body.
Okay. You were talking there about, for instance, a certain part of your body feeling pain. Well, what we call pain, but I suppose, what's the actual name for that when you're feeling?
Well, DOMS, delayed onset of muscle soreness.
Okay.
So 1 to 2 days after a resistance session, you'll feel some stiffness after it, especially resistance session. And you'll feel that resistance in muscles that aren't utilized in your everyday life so much. A lot of physios and people referring into me will say Bob needs to work on his glutes and his core strength and lower abdominals, and that's the sort of issue with that person. But once we start exercising those areas, people actually make like a network connection with those areas. They didn't really realize where they were or how to activate them. Once they're activated and they get a little bit stiff through working it pretty hard, then you're more likely to use it then in your everyday life when you're propelling yourself, say walking or running or cycling, for example, for your glutes.
Because you can feel it at the time. Isn't that the reminder?
Exactly,
when you feel, oh, that's a bit stiff today, that means that it's been used and you're more likely to keep using it.
Because you know where it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with your abdominals when you're lifting. People have back issues. If they're not using that stomach area, then the back gets the brunt of the lift. Whereas if you change that emphasis to the front, then you're more likely to protect your back and use those more and more and more, and therefore start building strength in your abdominals, in your everyday life, and your glutes, just by stuff that you're doing in terms of daily activities.
Okay, and that's basically what we're doing here all the time. We're moving around, training different parts of the body to try and make it the complete package, to make every aspect of your body a little bit stronger.
Exactly. So then when you put it all together again, it moves better. In your activities of daily living. So you said you're going to go kayaking later on. You should be able to just jump in a kayak and it's no problem, or run up the beach or go for a swim.
All of the above at the same time, Adam,
yeah,
of course.
Exactly. Yeah.
Looking like Pamela Anderson while I do it. Okay, listen, thank you so much, Adam.
Okay, you're welcome.